Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 18 years now we have been bringing these messages to you. And we praise the Lord for all the provision, the prayers for this radio station. And we thank the Lord for the message that He has given us today. We're going to be talking about the face-off between Jesus and Satan in Matthew chapter 4. And so if you have your Bible there today, turn it to Matthew 4. And this is a final in our series on spiritual warfare. And it's fitting that the King of Glory is challenged by Satan. And it gives us a good teaching, a good example on how we can deal with the devil in our life. So turn to Matthew chapter 4 and start in verse 1. We'll take this up here in just a minute. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Before we get into today's message, just want to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. Coming to you from Kenya, Africa, East Africa here today. It's been very rainy, raining every day. We're in the short rains season, but this year they're calling it El Nino, so we're seeing lots of rain, and the crops that we planted, the maize, the beans, and all the vegetables are thriving, and so we're very happy about that. But people in low-lying areas and along lakes and rivers here in Kenya are in danger, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of flooding this season, so keep those people in your prayers. The children are in school, and all of them are taking exams except the youngest primary school students, but all the upper level primary and middle school and secondary school children are all taking exams, and that goes on for a week to 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, depending on the grade level they're in. And so keep the children in your prayers. We've been doing a lot of painting at the children's home, freshening up and cleaning up, and so that is a project of the last week or two at the children's home. So keep all of that in your prayers. If you'd like to help support the children's home and the mission we have here in Africa, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast and you'll get contact information. Well, today we're going to be talking about the face-off between Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the King of Glory, and the devil himself, Satan. And so this was the face-off, I guess you could say, the mother of all spiritual battles, the mother of all warfare. And it came at the beginning of Jesus' ministry here on this earth. Jesus had been baptized right at the end of Matthew chapter 3. Jesus had been baptized. The Holy Spirit came down and rested upon him in the form of a dove. And in Matthew 3, right at the end of that chapter, verse 17, a voice from heaven came at the time Jesus was coming up out of the water. A voice from heaven came and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so God made it apparent that Jesus Christ was his beloved Son, and God made it apparent that he was anointing Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit to go forward in power and begin his ministry. Of course, people at that time didn't know that this ministry was only going to be for 3 years, 3.5 years, and so it passed quickly. But at the beginning of the ministry, right after this baptism, in Matthew chapter 4, then we see the encounter between Jesus Christ and the devil himself. And so this is an example for us. It's a teaching for us, a wonderful teaching for us, because we're going to be tempted in the very same way that Jesus was. We're going to be tempted, and we have to deal with temptation from the devil every single day of our life. And some of you who are baby believers, or maybe you're not a born-again believer, you don't understand the kind of warfare that you're going to be going through. But let me just say this briefly, that if you are a born-again believer, you are going to undergo persecution, you're going to undergo temptation, going to undergo warfare every day of your life, because the battle is with the unseen realm. The battle is with demons of darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. All of these entities of the unseen realm, of the demonic realm, you're going to be battling them all the days of your life. And so you have to get discipline in your life. You have to establish warfare discipline. You have to establish that kind of discipline that a great soldier has, somebody in SEAL Team 6 or the Delta Force. You have to get that kind of discipline, those kind of discipline and principles in your life that you know will carry you through when you're in the thick of the battle. You don't have to think about it, you just do it. You don't have to ponder what is your next move, because it is ingrained in you. It is put in you through the word and through prayer, and so you can deal with the devil when the attacks come. Well, Jesus was led up, it says in verse 1, chapter 4, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And so this is the reason the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, was this face-off to prepare Jesus for his earthly ministry and to show us how we can deal with the devil in our life. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Well, that shows his humanity. Jesus was ministering as the Son of Man, not as the Son of God. Although he was sinless, he was perfect at the end of his ministry and in every day of his ministry mostly was as the Son of Man, because he had to deal with things that we as men and women have to deal with. And so he was the Son of Man, he was the Son of God, he was fully divine, fully human at the same time, but he went through every temptation that we also go through. Verse 3, now when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Well, the tempter is the devil, none other than Satan himself. He was the anointed cherub in heaven at one time. And Jesus, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. And so at one time, Satan rebelled. He was cast out of heaven. He fell like lightning. And he took a whole host of angels with him. And they were all cast out. They had been corrupt in their thinking and rebellious in their thinking. And so they also were cast out. And so he is now known as the tempter, but he knows Jesus very well. He's still in rebellion, and in this passage of Scripture, he thinks he can take Jesus down through temptation. And even today, right now, the devil is still deceived. He still thinks he can take Jesus down. He thinks he can take you down. He thinks he can take me down, because he is a trickster. He's a deceiver. He is disguised as an angel of light. And so when he comes to you, you know you're in for a trick. You know you're in for deceit. And you know he is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Well, let's talk about temptation for just a little bit, because we're all going to be subject to temptation, every one of us. You know, if you're an adult, you know you're subject to temptation. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 15 says, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And so the high priest, the Apostle Paul is talking about, the writer of Hebrews, he is saying that our high priest, who is Jesus Christ, none other than the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is our high priest. But as he was here on earth as a man, operating as the Son of Man, he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The reason Jesus had to go through temptation is so as a man he could defeat the temptations of the devil. As a man he could show us how to defeat the temptations of the devil. And yet Jesus didn't give in, because he came to do the Father's work, because he was focused and had his mind set on the work of the Father. That is a teaching for us. That is an encouragement for us. Get your mind set on the work of the Father. Get your forehead set like flint on the Father's business. Don't get distracted by all the distractions of the world. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Get up in the morning and keep your eyes focused on the Word of God. Read it before you go to work. Read it before you start your day's activities. Pray before you go to work. Pray before you start your day's activities. And then finish your day with prayer. Finish your day with Bible study. Finish your day with worship music. You get your mind focused on God, and then the devil can't distract you. You get your mind focused on what the Lord wants you to do in your life. Start to discover your destiny. Start to discover your calling. And I'm not saying go out and quit your secular job or the way that you make money. I'm not saying you have to do that today, quit your job. You have to pray about, find out what the Lord has for you. Search it out. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of man or the glory of kings to search it out. And so that is your job, that is your spiritual job, is to search out what God has for you here on this earth. And don't be satisfied with crumbs, don't be satisfied with second best. Find out what God has for you, and then set your mind on that, set your mind on Jesus, and keep it there. Don't get distracted by all of the temptations the world has for you, all the different things we're going to look at here in just a minute, all the temptations that the devil will throw at you. Don't get distracted by them. Keep your mind focused on Jesus. Keep your mind focused on that calling that he has for you, what he will show you and reveal to you. And when you keep your mind focused on that, you're not going to get drug off into the ditch and into the weeds, into the wilderness area. You won't get drug off by the devil. You'll be able to stay on track and accomplish for the Lord what he wants you to accomplish. Beloved, when I started this radio broadcast 18 years ago, I had no experience with the technology. I had no experience raising money. I had no experience speaking on the radio, putting messages together. I'd been preaching in a prison for just a short time, 2 or 3 years at that point. And I was focused because I knew God wanted me to come on the radio and speak messages over this whole region and now on the internet over the whole world. I knew he wanted me to do that. And so I stayed focused. Many times there was challenges with the technology. I didn't have much help to put the technology together to do things the right way. And I had a lot of challenges, still do in some regard, but I stayed focused because this is what I knew God wanted me to do. I stayed focused on the end goal, which was to share the message, share the good news of the gospel with people first in this community, then the region that the radio broadcast covers, and now all over the world. And so praise God, when you stay focused on what God calls you to do, he will see it come to pass, he will see it through. Well, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13, James says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." Well, that's a whole sermon in itself right there. I could preach that for another hour, but I'm just going to highlight a couple things. God is not the source of your temptation. And so when you get trapped in pornography, you get trapped in drug addiction, and you get trapped in stealing and lying or all kinds of other things that you know are not of God, don't blame God for your problems. He didn't bring those problems into your life. They came through the devil. The devil is the tempter. The devil is the liar and the deceiver. And God himself cannot be tempted by evil, and he does not tempt anyone. And so it comes from your own desires. And so start dealing with your own desires. purify your life by Bible reading, by memorizing scripture, purify your life by prayer, purify your life by staying in the fellowship, hanging out and being with good, godly, born-again people. Let them be your encouragement. Let them be your strength. Let them be your friends. I'm not saying you can't have friends outside the fellowship. You can. But your daily walk and encouragement and strength has to come from other believers who can lift you up, pray for you, hold you accountable. They will see you on Sunday. They'll see you on Wednesday night. They'll see you at the encounter meeting. They'll see you at the crusade. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with. And then when you go to encounter the worldly people, you have the strength to minister to the worldly people and not mingle with them and let them pull you down. Well, let's get into the temptations that the devil brought to Jesus Christ and how Jesus dealt with them here in Matthew chapter 4. So the tempter said in verse 3, "Turn these stones into bread if you are the Son of Man." And Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And that is a Old Testament scripture quote that Jesus quoted. And it comes from Deuteronomy chapter 8. So perhaps you go back and read it if you've not read it. Moses was preparing them to go into the promised land. And so Deuteronomy chapter 8 is a very important chapter for us to read. And so Jesus said, "Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." In other words, you can't just depend on dollars in your pocketbook. You can't just depend on the material things of life. But you have to depend on the Word of God to get you through on a daily basis. You can survive some days without money. You can survive some days without food. You can survive a lot of days without electricity. But you cannot survive without the Word of God, without the sustaining Word of God to through all the trials, all the temptations, all the difficulties that you will encounter in life. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Beloved, get that word in you, and it will sustain you when you don't have material wealth or when you're struggling to pay the bills, struggling to pay for the school fees for the kids that you need. The tempted Jesus in this way because he knew as the Son of God that Jesus could in fact turn that stone into bread. Jesus could do that in a miraculous way. It would not be a big problem for him. He could turn that stone into bread. But Jesus said, "I'm not going to do that because I'm going to trust that I'm being fed by the Word of God." And so there's two things there going on. Jesus said, "I'm not going to show you a miracle, devil. I'm going to trust that the Word of God is going to sustain me." And so that is a plan for us, a teaching for us. Trust that the Word of God will sustain you when you spend time in the Word, when you spend time in prayer. The open doors open for you, the provision opens for you, and God will bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. God will bless you in ways that you can't see coming. Some of them are suddenlies that God just drops on you, and you can look back and see how God has kept you this far. Ebenezer, he has kept you this far and kept you going even when you didn't know how the sustaining, the sustenance, the material things would come into your life. Well, verse 5, "Then the devil took Jesus into the holy city, and he set him on the pinnacle of the temple." Well, I've read that was something like 400 feet above the bottom of the... And the devil thought if he could take Jesus up to the top of that pinnacle and then tempt him by asking him to jump off of that pinnacle, then the temptation would be that Jesus would get us out of this corner that we've painted ourselves into. And that is a difficult situation for God. The pinnacle of the temple was 400 feet above the bottom of the Kidron Valley, and so here's Jesus up here on top of the pinnacle, and the devil says to him in verse 6, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Well, this is a scripture quotation from Psalm 91, and it is a scripture that the devil has thrown up in Jesus' face, and he says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Well, Jesus said to him in answer to that, verse 7, Jesus said, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And so it is important for us to understand that we can't make stupid, foolish decisions that we expect God to rescue us from the consequences of those decisions. And when you do that, when you put God to the test over and over, at some point in time, he may just let you fall. He just may let you take the consequences of your decisions, and you will not then be able to recover in a manner that you desire. You're going to have to suffer when you make foolish decisions. If you put God to the test, if you continually disregard the wisdom of God and you make decisions that don't honor God, that don't listen to good counsel in your life, and if you make decisions then that bring negative consequences into your life, you just have to deal with it, because at some point in time, God is going to let you suffer the consequences of your decision. And so Jesus didn't jump off the pinnacle of the temple. He didn't take that temptation from the devil. And that is a teaching in our life, that we have to have good counsel in our life and pray and trust the Holy Spirit. When he gives us instruction, listen for the instruction of the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, when we listen for the instruction of the Holy Spirit, God is not a liar. He will not deceive you. He will not lead you astray. You will make good decisions, and you will not put God to the test. Well, in verse 8, then, here's the last of the temptations that the devil has for him. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to Jesus, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Well, that's the crux of the devil's plan for every person on the earth. The devil wants people to worship him. The devil wants to take the glory and the worship away from God. And the devil wants your devotion, and he will do everything and throw every trick at you in the book. He will tempt you in every way he can to get you to devote your time, your money, your resources, and your heart to him. And so that is his game plan for your life. And the devil says to Jesus, "I'll give you all of these kingdoms on the earth." The devil is the ruler of this world. The devil is the ruler, and he owns the world. You might say he owns the systems of the world, all the money systems and the politics and all the child trafficking and the dope trafficking and all these things. That's all in the domain of the devil. And so Jesus is tempted by the devil. "Jesus, I'll give you these things if you'll just bow down and worship me." And in verse 10, Jesus responds to the devil, and he says to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And so Jesus is saying, "We're not going to bow to you, Satan. You're not going to take my devotion and my resources, my money and my time." And that's a good teaching for us. And I ask you today, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your resources? What are you doing with your television time? What are you doing with your car, where does it go? What is it doing? What are you doing with your credit card? What is it paying for? What are you buying? All these things that are of the world, all these things that are of the devil. We know that the devil's plan is to take your devotion and take your time, take your money, take your resources to the point where you are, through your actions, through your money, through your time, you are worshiping the devil in your life. And Jesus said, no, worship the Lord God and worship Him only. And when you do that, then the devil gradually will get out of your life. The devil will not continue to harass you when you don't give him any time or devotion in your life. Well, you notice in all three of these temptations, Jesus quoted Old Testament scripture to the devil. That is a good teaching for us also. Get the Word of God hidden in your heart. Quote that scripture to the devil. Take every thought captive that raises itself up against the knowledge of God. Take every thought captive. And when you do that, then you can quote that scripture to the devil when he tempts you. Quote him scripture. Get him out of your life. Finish him off and move forward in your kingdom destiny. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this teaching. Go through and read that Matthew chapter 4 and memorize it. Learn to lean on the teachings of that chapter, and you will be blessed, and you will have the destiny of God planted then in your heart. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We praise the Lord for all the many years we have been on the radio. We invite you to support this ministry, all the things we're doing in Africa, as well as this radio broadcast, the children's home, the crusades we preach here in Africa. If you want to help support us, we'd love to hear from you. Sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, and include that check of support to us. And when you do that, you will be blessed, we'll be blessed, and the kingdom will be blessed. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.